All right, are you ready? Okay, one, two, three. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon. All right, do you want to do number two?
Twinkle, twinkle.
All right, one, two, three.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Rain, rain.
Rain, rain, go away, come again another day. Little Violet wants to play. Rain, rain, go away.
Good evening. Or good afternoon, I guess, whenever you're listening to this. Good morning. The little one wanted to record our bedtime songs. So I figured what better time to give you guys an update to anyone who is listening or paying attention. We're still here. We're still going. We're still singing. We're still smiling and laughing and doing our thing. She's growing unbelievably fast. Homeschooling is going very well. It's more like unschooling, really, but we work a little bit on everything every day. I noticed as we got further into the school year that we sort of did things naturally. You know, her biggest interest really is arts and crafts. She produces incredible amounts of wonderful drawings and little crafts. She can make a craft out of anything, a little tic-tac box, or, you know, the bag from our groceries. She makes little puppets out of things she finds around the house, cotton balls and string and paper straws. She will find anything and turn it into something. She even made this comic, a little 4-cell comic about a little bird and a donut. And the only word that the bird can say, because of course it's one of the only words that she can write, is mom. He burns his hand and eats a leaf. It's very cute. Very clever. I'm just astounded by how smart and creative and adaptable this child is, even just at 5.5 years old. We've been through it, this little flower princess and I. This year has been not easy, but like I said, we're still here. We got the COVID. I expected we would get it eventually. It took 2 years, but we did get it. It was rough at first, but I've actually talked about this on my Instagram. I cured it pretty quickly with weed. That's just the truth of it. The first 2 days, 3 days were the very worst. That's before I had my medicine. I was finally able to get my hands on it and just immediately noticed the difference. Started improving within the day. I'm not exaggerating. I did my research. You know, at the start of the pandemic, I remember I read an article out of Canada where there was a lab showing incredible results with not only helping maintain the symptoms of COVID, but also to just cure it and prevent it. But I never heard any word about it after that. And everything, of course, became about, you know, the vaccines, which no, we never got. My daughter and I never did get the jab, but we were able to beat the virus within about 10 days. Took me longer than her. I lost my sense of smell for, I'd say, about 4 days, but it didn't take too long for it all to sort of work through our system. And then about 2 months later, we got a respiratory virus after she went out and spent some time with the family again. And she came home and sort of the same thing happened as I tested my theory. I thought, well, if it helped with COVID, and that's, you know, pretty dark stuff, maybe it'll help with our cold. And it certainly did. It really did. It's just a miracle plant. Really, I can't talk about how much I love it enough. I always get worried I'm just going to sound like some stoner, but I didn't even start smoking it until I was in my 20s. And even then, I didn't start smoking it heavily until much later. I know the way I am without it and how I am with it. And I've always been much healthier mentally, even physically. I don't get sick nearly as much. And when I do, it gets out of my system really fast. And I've noticed the benefits it's had on my daughter. You know, I smoked the entire time I was pregnant. I've talked about that on here before and on my Instagram. And again, I did my research. I'm not just going about willy-nilly like, I can't be without the weed. I've gone without it for long periods. You know, it's not something that I can't be without. It's something that I prefer not to be without and that I would say I am worse off without, you know, almost every sense of the word. You know, I read that study. It was a woman out of, I believe, the University of Chicago who studied Rastafarian women who religiously smoked throughout their entire pregnancy. And their children were not only not impaired, but seemed to be better adapted to social environments and learning. So that gave me a lot of confidence, especially after that. I did a lot of research reading anecdotal stories on Reddit of people who were born to, you know, real hippies and people who smoked all the time and became doctors and lawyers and architects and engineers. So I have every confidence that the problem is not wonderful plant that the universe, God, planet Earth gave us, but instead the agenda of capitalists, pharmaceutical companies, politicians, to keep us from having a plant that prevents us from needing all of those things, or at least relying on them entirely. There was another evening. You know, my daughter has suffered from nightmares since she was an early toddler. She would wake up in the middle of the night just screaming with no way to calm her down. It would take 20, 30 minutes and she would finally just wear herself out and pass out again. And it was heartbreaking and difficult, and I did not handle it well at first, and eventually I sort of started getting better at it, but, you know, it's not an easy task to deal with when you're all by yourself and there's a kid just screaming bloody murder and will not stop, and you cannot figure out why. Is it pain? Is it hunger? What is going on? She just woke up. She hadn't for a long time. She had been doing pretty good, sleeping through the night, some tossing and turning, but for the most part, she hadn't had any issues. But maybe about a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, she woke up in the middle of the night and just screaming, crying, tossing, turning, flailing around in her bed. And I was standing next to her and I was trying to talk to her and trying to wake her. She would not wake up completely, but she also would not settle down. There just was, I could not figure out what to do. And finally I just decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try. And I ran back to my room and I grabbed my pipe and I filled my little one hitter. And I stood at the end of her bed. I took one hit and I just blew it towards her face. I didn't stand right directly next to her. I just stood at the end of her bed, blew the smoke towards her enough that she could breathe in as she was sort of flailing around. And she breathed in, obviously, and within maybe 30 seconds, the flailing had stopped. And within a minute, the moaning and groaning and whining had ceased. And I'd say within 2 minutes, she was completely asleep again. And I wanted to cry. I was so happy seeing her so peaceful. And she woke up the next morning. She didn't remember it at all. She was just her wonderful little self. Good morning, Mama. Is it TV time yet? Which we wait until 8:15. Another way she learns her numbers, she's learning to count, subtract, and add. Well, is it before or after? Such a brilliant child. Oh, man. It hasn't been easy. And it's been a learning curve for both of us. But we're still here and we're growing, and I am astounded every single day at how brilliant that little flower is. She is blooming and blossoming and growing, and I just can't wait to see what is in store for us next. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys are doing well. Good night. Goodbye. So long. Farewell. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.